everyone. Welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today we're going to talk about compiled bindings in Xamarin Forms. So what's a compiled binding? Well, if you've ever developed for Xamarin or for .NET before, you're probably familiar with data binding. And that's the concept that you can dynamically load in all of a page's information at runtime when your user is navigating to it. So if they click on a profile page, that profile should have that person's name and picture and information and all of that. And that all happens in your XAML using data binding. So I have a label and I tell it, hey, at runtime, when I navigate to this page, you're going to be bound to someone's name. So this is great, except when you have pages that are really, really complicated or have a lot of data binding, it can take a long time for Xamarin Forms to look at every single element and say, oh, okay, this is a string. I'm going to go get that string. Okay, now this is an image. I'm going to go get that image. Additionally, if you misspell something as a developer, you probably won't know until you navigate to that page and the thing that loads is not what you expect it to. So we can alleviate both those problems using compiled bindings. The way to do that is pretty simple. It's just saying to your app, hey, compile my XAML before I run my app. So it's A, more performant, and B, catches those spelling errors and those other issues with your data binding at compile time, at build time, not at runtime. So let's take a look at how to do that. Here I am in James Montemagno's Monkey Finder app, which shows you a list of monkeys that comes in from a little backend and shows you their images and their location and the type of monkey they are. And we're gonna tell this app to compile my XAML at runtime. So the first thing I wanna show you is this monkeys page. It has a bunch of things it's data binding to. So like the count of the monkeys, the list of all the monkeys grouped together, and other things like the monkey's image and name and location. So if I was to misspell something here, call this money count, and build it, it's actually going to build totally fine, even though when I navigate to this page, it's not going to show me what I expect. So let's turn on compiled bindings. The first thing we have to do is go into our app, our top level app, and tell it to compile my XAML. So assembly, XAML compilation options dot compile. So if you want to go into a page, you can change this to skip if you don't want to compile a page, but you can do it at the top level, and we do this in our templates now, so it starts doing this automatically for you. Then once I have told my app that I want it to compile my XAML, I can go in to the monkeys page and tell it what to check against. So the monkey count and the monkeys grouped both come in from my monkeys view model. So my monkeys group, my monkey count. And that's separated from my front end here. So I need to tell this XAML file, one, where to find my view model, and two, that that view model is what it should be checking my XAML data types against. So let's do that. So I'll tell it that I have a namespace called view models. And I'll go and I'll find my view models there. And then I will say that my pages, my content pages data type is of my view model, monkeys view model, right there, just like that, two lines of code. And now you should see I still have monkey count misspelled here. If I go and I build this, this build will actually fail, which is pretty helpful. So I can see my error and it tells me, I know it's very small, money count not found on monkeys view models. So that's great. But I'm also missing an important part of this. My data template, which is what in the list view tells the list view how to display each individual item in the list, also has different kinds of data on it. The image, name, and location, which don't come in from that view model, they come in from my monkey itself, my monkey model. So that's where this info comes from. So I had to do the same thing just on the data template to tell it what its data type is. So I'll go here and I'll do XMLNS models equals my monkeys models. And then I'll drop down here to the data template, X data type equals models monkey. And that does the same thing we just did for the page level for this particular data template in this list view. So that's all there is to using compiled bindings and compiling your XAML down at build time in Xamarin Forms. Like I said, this is James Montemagno's Monkey Finder sample app. He also did a really good blog post on compiled bindings you can find on the Xamarin blog. You can find all the code and the sample that we used today online on GitHub. Thanks for watching.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.